Attorney General Mike DeWine told a Columbus State Community College audience he wants to clear up any confusion.
Universities and colleges are not separate enclaves outside the criminal justice system. They're part of it.
Federal law requires colleges and universities to report all incidents of sexual assault. The school then must start a civil disciplinary hearing. But not all allegations reported to federal authorities by campus administrators are referred to local police.
Survivors are not required to also report to local law enforcement if they choose to only initiate that campus system.
Katie Hanna, the head of the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence, says there's good reason to give the survivor the choice whether to bring criminal allegations.
It's that survivor's decision to decide when they report, who they report to, because there could be safety risks that we need to really attend to. It may not be safe for them if it's in a domestic violence case for them to report at that time.
As part of a plan to clarify campus and law enforcement responses to rape allegations, DeWine proposes written memos of understanding between police and campus administrators. The memos would define both university and law enforcement roles when a sexual assault is reported on any campus in the state.
Normally, when you have civil versus criminal and you do an investigation, the criminal turns to the other side and says, stop. And after we're done with the criminal investigation, then you can kick in and do whatever you want to do.
But colleges lack that flexibility to suspend their disciplinary investigations of campus rape reports. Hanna says the written agreements between law enforcement and universities will clarify options for rape survivors.
In terms of making sure that students have access to confidential advocates, is to make sure that they know on a campus, here are the people that I can go to that are confidential. Here are the people that are required to report. And when it's reported, this is what happens with that information.
Hanna adds that sexual assault victims often suffer in silence for lack of knowledge of their legal rights. But she cites a survey by her organization of some survivors of sexual assault. Many expressed reluctance to report allegations if required to involve police.
What we heard from survivors is that that would actually lessen reports, that they would feel less likely to go forward and make that report.
Hanna says federal statistics fail to indicate whether rapes are underreported on U.S. campuses. DeWine says speeding campus and police investigations are crucial when addressing campus sexual assaults. Tom Borgerding, WOSU News.